AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Iran nuclear talks, Western officials tell the AP negotiations are progressing on uranium enrichment, but Iran is pushing back on other issues. Tuesday is the target date for a preliminary agreement. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says we will find out how serious the Iranians are about reaching a deal.
It's time for the Iranians to send a clear signal to the international community about whether or not they are willing to make the serious commitments required and basically live up to their rhetoric that they're not trying to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Earnest was on ABC's This Week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fears any deal would not stop Tehran from having the ability to produce nuclear arms. The governor of Indiana is not backing down to critics of a new religious freedom law in his state.
The new law has drawn fire from various groups and businesses who claim it will foster discrimination. But on ABC This Week, Governor Mike Pence expressed outrage at the level of condemnation it has received.
This avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
He says people who are critical of the law are being intolerant of others.
Is tolerance a two-way street or not?
Pence says he's willing to consider clarifying the intent of the law, but he's opposed to changing the state's civil rights laws to provide protection from discrimination for sexual orientation.
And it doesn't have anything to do with this law.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act mirrors a federal law that was signed by then-President Bill Clinton more than 20 years ago. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Prayers are being said today for the victims of Germanwings Flight 9525. In the hometown in Germany of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, the pastor of his church said the community stands by Lubitz and his family. Prosecutors say he intentionally crashed the plane into the French Alps. The number one movie at the box office.
Oh, no! My hands are in the air like I just do not care.
It's DreamWorks Home, edging out Kevin Hart's Get Hard. This is AP Radio News. Today, the Final Four is finalized in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Michigan State plays Louisville and Gonzaga takes on Duke. Wisconsin and Kentucky are already in. The undefeated Wildcats are still unbeaten. John Calipari's Kentucky team staged a late rally to beat Notre Dame 68-66.
All we did was we were just scratching to stay in the game. I don't know if our breakdowns until I watched the tape were us or Notre Dame being that good offensively.
Two free throws with 6 seconds left clinch the game for Kentucky. There is a wildfire burning in southern Montana.
Red Lodge Mountain ski area was evacuated as a precautionary measure.
Jeff Gildehouse with the U.S. Forest Service says the evacuation has been lifted. The fire near Red Lodge, Montana has grown to 700 acres. The flames are being pushed by winds up to 50 miles an hour. No homes in that area in southern Montana have been damaged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.